Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Before we begin the show, we want to bring you a message from our friends at MyBookie. I hope you guys feasted up on the MyBookie Turkey Day free play that allowed users to grab themselves a risk-free bet up to $250. It was basically a free shot at trying to double your money. If you didn't get in on that, what are you doing? No, but seriously, now is the time to get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with the NFL playoffs right around the corner, we know who these teams are, we know what they are capable of, and it's not difficult to find some value in the lines. Especially if you're going to bet against the Pittsburgh Steelers because they look awful right now. Anyways, whether you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that they offer every week. Sign up or get reloaded today, find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie, and when you do, use promo code HOOPBALL to get your deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in the $200, they'll match you with another $100 in your account. If you were already planning to bet this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come on in and join the fun and win some cash while you're at it. Now, on with the show.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
VinSound.com. Welcome on into the Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast. My name is Greg Meraz. I am the host of this program. We are brought to you by Manscaped and MyBookie. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors for being a part of our program. It's only three games into the season, but the Bulls are a team that does not know how to win at this point. The Bulls lose on a last-second shot by Damian Lee. Not by Steph Curry, not by Kelly Oubre or Andrew Wiggins or anybody that's a part of the Golden State Warriors lineup, but by Damian Lee, a former D-League guard that was signed to a two-year contract because the Warriors didn't have anybody else in their system. No offense to Damian Lee. Damian Lee is a guy that's going to shoot three-pointers, and that's about it. So the game is tied at 126 apiece with 15 seconds left. Zach LaVine played a very tough possession on the final possession of the game for the Bulls. He drives to the hole, he puts up a shot, it goes in. Bulls lead 128-126, 5 seconds left, Warriors call timeout, they have an inbounds play. Somehow, Tomas Satoransky gets lost on a screen, he cannot rub back on the inbound, Damian Lee is open, Satoransky cannot get back in time, and he nails a three to put the Warriors up by one with 1.2 seconds left in the game. And at that point, it was pretty much like, what else can go wrong? And for the Bulls tonight, their starting lineup did a whole lot of things right. Patrick Williams only played 26 minutes tonight. He was a plus six. He was only 2 of 5 from the field, but he had 6 points, 4 rebounds. Wendell Carter Jr. had his best game in a long time. 22 points on 8 of 9 shooting, 13 rebounds. So Wendell Carter Jr. has a double-double. Lauri Markkanen has a phenomenal game. 13 on the plus-minus. He was a plus 13. 23 points on 7 of 13 shooting, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc, 7 rebounds. The knock on Lauri Markkanen is that he's an inconsistent player. But so far, his performances have been as consistent as anybody. He was good inside the paint tonight. He was good from outside. Lauri Markkanen tonight showed why he was the 7th pick in the draft in 2017. He showed why everybody regarded him with as much praise as they did coming out of Arizona. Kobe White had a solid game. 20 points, 8 of 19 shooting, not efficient. 7 rebounds, 5 assists. And he looked pretty good. He's getting better handling the ball. Still turned the ball over 3 times. Zach LaVine is the stat line to me that is ultimately concerning. He scored 33 points. 11 of 23 shooting, 4 of 12 from beyond the arc. 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. All positive. But why was he a minus 5? Because Zach LaVine, on his own, had 7 turnovers. The Bulls had 24 turnovers. They had 13 turnovers in the first half. They had 11 turnovers in the second half. You want to know the difference in this game? It's the turnovers. Say what you want about the defense. Yeah, they gave up 129 points. But the Warriors shot 40% from the field. Not 60% like they gave up against Atlanta. Not 59% like they gave up against Indiana. 40.4%. The only reason why you lose this game as you turn the ball over 24 times. Steph Curry scored 36 points, but he was not efficient. 11 of 25. 5 of 15 from beyond the arc. Yeah, he still scored 36 points, but an inefficient 36 points. Andrew Wiggins had his best game of the season. He scored 19 points. 6 of 15 shooting, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, 9 boards, 4 assists. Kelly Oubre is an enigma to all Warrior fans and really to all basketball fans at this point. He scored 8 points on 3 of 16 shooting, 0 of 6 from beyond the arc. That's not good. As that meme goes, that's not great, Bob. The Warriors are not a very good basketball team. But any team is going to be good when they're the beneficiary of 24 turnovers. Warriors scored 16 points off of turnovers. Doesn't seem like it's that much, but still, it makes a difference. This is one of those games where the Bulls are going to learn who they are. You start off with 3 games at home, you lose all 3. You get blown out twice, and then you lose on a last-second shot to a team that, by all stretches of the imagination, is one of the worst teams in the Western Conference. I'm sorry to all the Warrior fans. I live in San Francisco. The Golden State Warriors are not a good team. The Chicago Bulls should have won this game easily. They had a 9-point lead with 4 minutes left in the game. I know a 9-point lead in the NBA can disappear pretty quickly. But the Warriors down the stretch fed it to Steph Curry. He got to the line. He made a couple of threes. And he found a way to generate offense for the Warriors. Golden State ties the game with 15 seconds left thanks to a tip-in from Kevon Looney. Bulls take the lead back thanks to Zach LaVine's shot. And then they give up the game-winning 3-pointer to Damian Lee. I don't really have a lot of in-depth analysis at this point. Because the Bulls did everything that they could to win this game despite turning the ball over 24 times. and yet they still could not win this game. That's the long and the short of it. The Bulls did everything they could to win this game and still could not win this game. We'll take a quick break and come back with a final analysis. You're listening to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast on the HoopBall Network. Support for HoopBall comes from Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Jingle balls to the walls, fellas. Listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I am talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. That's why the revolutionary company Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology, so this trimmer cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. The Lawnmower 3.0 comes inside their brand new Perfect Package 3.0, which makes for the perfect gift this holiday season. Even if you do feel like giving a gift after Christmas is over, totally fine, no judgment. It's literally everything you need to keep trimmed, cut-free, and smelling nice down there. And don't use the same trimmer on your face as you're using on your balls. That's just nasty. Okay, I have alopecia, which is a hair loss disease, so I don't use a trimmer, period. But if I did use one down below, it would definitely come from Manscaped. The Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0 also includes the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant in your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And yes, your balls stink. Speaking of sweaty and stinky balls, which also includes all three-pointers shot by Wendell Carter Jr., I'm thankful for their Crop Reviver. This product, along with the Crop Preserver, keeps your balls from sweating, smelling, and sticking. And these products smell good. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. The perfect package also will come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that'll keep your junk feeling fresh all day. It's time to upgrade those overused pair of boxers to Manscaped's high-performance anti-chafing boxers. Tis the season of Manscaped, so get yourself, your dad, your brother, and your friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Welcome back to the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast here on the HoopBall Network. Bulls lose 129-128 to the Golden State Warriors. They start the season 0-3. It's disappointing. I know. Every Bulls fan has to feel this way right now. Starting 0-3 is a terrible feeling. Nobody wants to start 0-3. Tonight gave you some encouragement that the Bulls are headed in the right direction. You had the game won, and the Warriors, even without Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson, found a way to beat you on a last-second three-point shot at the end of the game. That's what the Warriors have been doing, even pre-dynasty, for the past 8 to 9 years. And at this point in their lifetime, the Warriors are still a team that feels like they should be competing for at least a playoff spot. As long as you have a healthy Steph Curry, you should feel like you are competing to be in the playoffs. I don't feel like the Warriors are a playoff team, but they certainly proved that they have the type of experience that will beat a team like the Chicago Bulls down the stretch. And that's what happened tonight. And if you can't accept that games like this are going to happen, then you're going to be very frustrated with what the rebuild is going to bring you. Because we're in another rebuild at this point. We can't just say that, oh, we hired Billy Donovan, we drafted Patrick Williams, and all of a sudden, Lauri Markkanen, Wendell Carter Jr., and Kobe White are going to become the players that we all want them to be immediately. And Zach LaVine is not going to become the superstar that we've expected for the last 4 years. It's not going to happen that way. But what you can expect to see is growth and development. We saw it tonight from Wendell Carter Jr. We've seen it through the first three games for Lauri Markkanen. We're starting to see it from Coby White. I am encouraged by what I see. And at this point, you cannot let wins and losses necessarily dictate how you feel about the future of this basketball team. You want to be winning games, but you don't want to feel like every loss is a step in the wrong direction. This was the best game that the Bulls played. They dominated in almost every statistical category except for turnovers. Let's look at the team stats. Bulls were 42% from three-point range. Warriors were 38%. Bulls were 23 of 31 at the line. Warriors were 27 of 30. That's a big stat. From the field, Bulls were 51.2%. Warriors 40.4%. You shot over 50% from the field, and you held your opponent to 40%. Most of the time, that's good enough to win the game. Tonight, it wasn't. In the turnover margin, we already talked about it. Bulls turned the ball over 24 times, Warriors 12. Bulls had a lead as large as 10, Warriors had a lead as large as 6. Bulls were plus 10 in points in the paint. Big improvement over where they were against Indiana last night. Bulls were also plus 13 in the rebounding margin, 54 to 41. By all stretches of the imagination, the Bulls played a better game tonight. But sometimes the team that ends up with the last shot is the team that's going to win the game, not the team that played better for the majority of the game. Bulls had a three-point lead after the first quarter. They trailed by 4 at halftime. They come out and they score 41 points in the third quarter. But the Warriors had the last laugh. Because they're the Warriors, and they have the best shooter in basketball in Steph Curry. Even with a team that is not the same as what they once were, as long as you have Steph Curry, you have a chance to win a lot of basketball games. So the Bulls at 0-3 will have tomorrow off, and then they will go to Washington for a back-to-back against the Wizards. You cannot start 0-5. At this point, you need to win one of these two games. You played well enough tonight to win. Now you've got to prove that you can win. You start off with three games at home, and you lose all three. Against a team that's on the rise, a team that's solid, and a team that's on the decline. That's the Hawks, the Pacers, and the Warriors. In that order. See what Russell Westbrook has in Washington. See what you can do against a Wizards team that is also 0-3. That has lost three close games thus far. Okay, close is stretching the definition of the word close. They lost by 7 to the Magic, then by 10 to the Magic, and by 6 against the Sixers. This is not a team that's spectacular by any sense of the imagination. But they're a team that you can beat. And they're a team that you should beat at least once. But based on what I've seen from the Bulls defensively, can you stop Russell Westbrook going to the hole? I don't know if they can. And the Warriors are a team to where their best scorers are not going to be driving to the hole. Steph Curry would rather step back, crossover dribble, and pop a jumper, pop a three. Russell Westbrook wants to kill you at the rim, and he will do that if he can. I am hoping to have a guest on to preview the Washington Wizards. But at this point, I'll just take whatever I can get. Thank you for listening to another edition of the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. We will talk to you after the Bulls and Wizards on the 29th. Good night from Chicago.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Thanks for listening to this edition of the Hoop Ball Chicago Bulls podcast. If you've made it this far, stick around for a little while longer. Do you like free stuff? Everybody loves free stuff. What's the stuff? The Bruise Letter is back. Oh yes, back and fresh for the 2020-2021 NBA season. Our founder, Aaron Brewski, is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website, it's not in any podcast, it's not on social media, it's only in the email newsletter, and you can sign up to get it for free. Just go to bit.ly/bruiseletter2021 and sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly/bruiseletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. And also, folks, we've got to tell you about the Fantasy Pass. Fantasy draft season is over, and you Brewski 150'd your way to a hell of a team. But the season has just begun. The Fantasy Pass is still the best deal in the industry at just $4.99 per month. And now that we're into the regular season, there is zero commitment. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. We know you'll love it, but it's always nice to have that option. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all year. Updating projections, new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups, drops, and our newest and coolest feature, the Hoop Ball Discord server, where you all can hang out with Hoop Ball pros around the clock and get one-on-one help with your team. So please do check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com and click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.